Welcome to this third podcast for TXN 201B, The Taxation of Individuals. I'm Mark van Dijk, one of your lecturers. The aim of this podcast is to provide you with information regarding your second assignment. The submission of the second assignment isn't compulsory in order for you to gain exam admission. However, I would strongly recommend that you do submit it. There are a number of reasons for my saying this. Firstly, it counts 5% towards your final mark, and that 5% can often be the difference between your passing or failing. Secondly, unlike assignment 1, which consisted entirely of multiple choice questions, assignment 2 consists primarily of case study questions, precisely the type of questions you will find in an exam. So this assignment gives you an opportunity to test your ability to answer this type of question. A third reason for submitting this assignment is, as we pointed out in the previous podcast, that past results have consistently indicated that students who submit both assignments and who do well in those assignments are more likely to pass the exam and the module itself. The assignment must, of course, be submitted on or before the due date, and the university will not enter into any correspondence if your submission is late. Make sure that the module code and your student number is provided. You have two options for submitting the assignment. You can either post it to UNISA or, alternatively, submit it electronically via the MyUNISA online system. If you choose the MyUNISA option, try and avoid waiting until the last minute to submit, as the online system may be overloaded just before the deadline. We also recommend that you keep a copy of the document you submit for your own records. Remember that if you use Microsoft Excel to submit your assignment, all the questions must be on Sheet 1. If you use more than one sheet, only Sheet 1 will be marked. Also use the Print Preview button to check that your answer fits neatly within every printed page. This assignment covers study units 1 to 8, so in order to complete it, you'll need to toy letter 101/3/2011. Make sure that you submit assignment 2 for the second semester and not assignment 2 for the first semester. You'll also need tutorial letters 102 and 103 and, of course, your prescribed textbook. Remember that marks are allocated to each step in a calculation, so show all your calculations. Where any item is exempt from tax or not allowed as a deduction, don't simply leave it out. Show the item as nil in the right-hand column, giving a brief reason. The assignment itself consists of three questions. Question 1 deals with John, an employee who retires partway through the tax year. You are asked to calculate John's tax payable for the 2011 tax year. Question 2 deals with Emily, who's a non-resident, and in question 3, you simply have to list and classify certain farming transactions. We'd recommend that you approach the answering of these questions in exactly the same way you would in an exam. That is, first read the required and then start reading the body of the question. As you work through the body of the question, deal with each component in turn and put a line through it once you've dealt with it. Also be aware that this assignment is essentially about calculations, calculating tax payable in question 1 and calculating taxable income and withholding tax in question 2. What's important is getting the calculation correct. There happens to be no discussion type question in this assignment, so don't waste time providing long, detailed discussion type explanations for each step in your calculation. That's unnecessary, and there are no extra marks for doing it. If you have any queries, please feel free to contact us via phone or email. All our contact details are in your study material. We wish you all the best for this assignment and the rest of your studies for the taxation of individuals.